The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Coming to you from the heart of Silicon Valley,
this is CUDA Confidential,
the official podcast of the San Jose Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Now, here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
All right, welcome back to CUDA Confidential. We are very pleased to be joined by Barracuda defenseman Tristan Sarsland. Tristan, first and foremost, thank you for the time and congratulations. You are officially under contract for next season. You signed a one-year AHL deal with the Barracuda after spending some time with the group at the end of last year on an ATO. What does it mean to sign your first pro contract and know that you will be embarking on your professional career starting next year?
Yeah, thanks, Nolan. I mean, it's a dream come true, obviously. I mean, that's been my goal since I've started playing hockey, is to play pro hockey. So yeah, when I signed that contract, obviously I'm super excited, and yeah, I can't wait to get to San Jose next year.
So what was it like last year? So you finished up your final season of college hockey. That's what you had known for the last 4 years. And then you get thrust into a completely different situation on the other side of the country, in California, in the American Hockey League. And now you're starting your pro career. So what was that entire experience like, being able to immerse yourself in the pro game and get your feet wet a little bit before setting the table for next year?
Yeah, it was kind of a whirlwind. I mean, going from up in Potsdam, New York, like a tiny town, basically, a tiny college town, to now playing in San Jose, it was definitely, I never even been to the West Coast before, so it was definitely a big change. But yeah, it was, I think it was a great experience, kind of like get comfortable, get my feet wet in the American Hockey League. And yeah, like all the guys were great, the coaches were great. So it was a good like early learning experience for sure, just get my feet wet for sure.
So you played 4 games. Was it eye-opening in the sense that, wow, this league is really skilled, really high tempo, and the level is just a big jump from college? Or was it more of an experience where you said, hey, I can play in this league, and your confidence almost kind of rose because of that experience? What do you take away? What do you surmise from those 4 games with the Barracuda?
Yeah, I'd say for sure, like, when you first get there, maybe, like, first game, like, you're looking around, like, oh, whoa, like, this feels so like so much faster. I mean, or like guys are bigger, stronger. But then like, I think after the first game, it just settled in. Like it's, I mean, you definitely feel more comfortable. Like I feel like I obviously can play here. I can make plays and do the things what I'm capable of doing. So then I think after that first game, you really just settle in and yeah, just become the player that you are, become part of the team. So I think, yeah, I think that's a big part. But obviously when you first get into pro hockey, you don't really know what to expect. So I think that's where I was like, whoa. And then, yeah, settle down after that.
Yeah, I'm sure the nerves, just naturally, you go into a new environment. It's like going into a new class. You don't know anybody, and you just have to get a few days under your belt to just get that comfort and some of those nerves out of the way. You mentioned Clarkson. You spent 4 years there, and we'll dive into your time in college. But in doing research leading into this interview and doing some others, because we've had guys who played at Clarkson, it really does seem like your quintessential college town. It's looks like it's in the middle of nowhere. It's right on the water in New York. It's covered in greenery and trees. What was it like to be in a college town that really that is the town, is the school, and that is what people rally around and really make their identity about, is the school? What was that like?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Like, it was pretty cool for me. Like, even when I just first stepped on campus there, like, just the feeling of, like, community, I'd say. Like, all, like, the local businesses, like, all of, like, you go grocery shopping, like, everybody, like, knows you or is talking about the games, what's not. So I think that was probably – it's pretty special because, like, that all communities come into all the games on the weekend. And then I think it's also just kind of a special place, especially for me since, obviously, I graduated there 4 years. But – like being on the water, I enjoy nature. Like there's like a ton to do out there, and just it's nice because since it's kind of a smaller school, smaller town, like our team was very really tight knit. Like we got to do lots of different things, like outdoor paintballing, whatnot. So I think that was think that's what made the experience so special. And obviously the hockey was great as well.
Yeah, I was looking at the different sporting, I guess, different teams they have at the school. And at the top of the list, I think, was downhill skiing. They didn't have that in college where I went. I went to school in Arizona. They did not have downhill skiing. So what was it like to be at a college? We mentioned how small it was, kind of intimate, but hockey was really, that was the sport. It's like a football at Alabama. That is the sport. That is where people really take most pride in. What was it like being the biggest show, I guess, if you will, on campus?
Yeah, I think that was like super cool. Like it's pretty special because like I think like obviously we try to support the other like the other sports we had, but us being the only D1 sport and being the basically the sport, it's pretty cool because we get, I mean, we had an awesome band. They'd come to all our games, home and away, but at home like we'd have an unbelievable student section. Like most of the student body shows up for us, and then like just normal fans too. Like the community would always show up for us, and I think especially like towards my last 2 years as we were doing a lot better in winning. Like it was the building would always be rocking, and it was kind of like pretty special experience because, and especially just around campus, like everybody wants to talk to you about hockey and all that stuff. So I think that was super cool in a way.
So you play in the ECAC, and there's some great programs within that conference. You think of the Ivy Leagues as maybe being outside, and maybe in their own conference. They are not. They are in that conference. What was your favorite road building to play in during your time in the ECAC? And then who was the biggest rival? Who was the team that you guys always circled on the calendar, when you looked at the schedule before the season started?
Yeah, so I'll go backwards with you here. I think for biggest rival is obviously if anybody knows anything about Clarkson hockey at St. Lawrence, they're like 10, 15 minutes down the road, and that's our big weekend. So in the ECAC, if people don't know, we usually go like you play one school, one like p teams play in pairs. So our pair is like St. Lawrence. So we go one night, say we'll go to play on the road at Harvard, and then we'll play Dartmouth the next night. But for SLU weekend, it's always at the end of January. And it's a home and home, so we play them or at our barn on Friday or away on Saturday, and that's the craziest experience ever. Because I mean, it's just you can't even like starting lineups or even warmups, you can't hear anybody. Like that's the big bragging rights is the SLU weekend. And I
Or
think other than that, for road arenas, there's a couple I like. I think my favorite probably would have to be Cornell though, because like. We had some success there, and it was pretty. Like they always had a huge. I don't know if you know anything about, but they have like this huge student section where they throw like newspaper and stuff at you, and we had success there, so it was fun to watch them be quiet. So that was fun.
yeah, I'm sure quieting the road crowd. There's
Yeah.
something extra special on the road. Of course, everybody likes playing at home, but you go on the road and you have that hostility with the opposing fans, especially in college hockey, because the students, the little bit riled up, maybe a little bit lubed up pregame as well. So they certainly have the energy. I just love college hockey. I love some of those smaller schools, if you will. And longtime voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski, is in the Hall of Fame. He's been the radio voice since the start for the Sharks. He played it, didn't play. He went to St. Lawrence. So he would be on top of me for not knowing the biggest rival. I thought it might have been St. Lawrence, but I wanted to make sure to confirm. You're from Wayzata, Minnesota. So that is, from what I was looking at, 20-ish minutes outside of Minneapolis. Looks like a beautiful town, small, under 5,000 people. What was it like growing up there?
Yeah, it's super nice. I mean, it's a great town, great suburb. Like we have a nice downtown area. It's right in the water. I don't know if you've heard of it, Lake Minnetonka. It's a big lake, so it's nice to we got nice trails around here and stuff. So it's nice. I like to do lots of outdoor activities. Like I enjoy golfing and fishing. So there's lots of things to do around here, and it's been nice growing up here and getting to come back here for the summers as well.
Well, it seems like Clarkson was a perfect fit because it's got a similar type of look when I was looking up photos of both places. You mentioned fishing. I would say I'm a recreational fisherman. Grew up on the ocean, so I've done a little bit of that throughout my life. Done some freshwater fishing as well, but I always appreciate it. What are you looking to catch when you're fishing on Lake Minnetonka?
Yeah, usually when I fish over here, I'm fishing for like largemouth bass and pike usually, but mostly bass. I enjoy like, yeah, going out in the water. Like we have a boat, so me and my brothers will go out with my dad. We enjoy going fishing out on the lake, going around. But I'm excited. That's why I'm excited for San Jose. I haven't really been fishing that much on the ocean before. I think I've only gone like once, so That'll be something new for me,
It's
I guess
I
so.
don't think it's not as challenging, and I don't mean to act like it's easy, but with the boat you just kind of go out there and you lay your lines out there and just troll along, and it's not as exciting. I actually prefer, despite growing up on the ocean, I prefer freshwater fishing myself. Looks like a beautiful place to grow up. You mentioned you have a boat, your family has a boat, that's amazing. And what a fun time of year it is as we're inching towards the summertime, catching up with you in the off season. This has got to be the best time of year there, I would imagine. You're almost out of the freeze. I'm sure the weather is starting to get pretty good, and that is where it is worth it to live in Minnesota, is come summertime when you can be on the lakes, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is like the best. Like if you're living in Minnesota, this is the best 3 months of the year. I mean, you're sitting thinking about all winter about these 3 months, but I think the summers here are just like beautiful. Like the weather is usually like it's unbelievable. Like it's never too hot, like down south and stuff. So yeah, it's a great place to be on the lake in the summer and enjoy the sun. So yeah, it's a great spot.
We're talking to Barracuda defenseman Tristan Sarsland. Looking you up leading into this interview, I believe you have a couple of brothers. Is that correct? So you have two other brothers. There's three total boys in the family. Are you the eldest? You in the middle? You the oldest? And did they play hockey as well?
Yeah, I'm the oldest and I have two younger brothers. I have one who is just finished his sophomore year in college. He never played hockey. That's my middle brother. And then my youngest brother is just finished his sophomore year in high school and he plays hockey for Wayzata High School right now. So, yep.
And you're in hockey high school territory. It doesn't get much better than that when it
Oh, yeah.
comes to high school hockey, the state of Minnesota. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did your dad play a little bit of college hockey himself?
Yeah, my dad played college hockey. He went to UMD for a year. Anybody got hurt, so then he transferred to St. John's, which is a Division III school here in Minnesota. He played 4 years there, and then yeah,
I
played a
saw
little
you
bit
had
of
a little cup of coffee following his college career at the pro level as well, I believe in the United
back
Hockey
in the
League.
UHL days.
So was he really influential in getting you into hockey as a young kid?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say my grandpa was also like he's kind of like a legendary high school coach here in Minnesota. I think he's like top five in wins. So like I think both of them really were very influential in getting me in hockey and getting me skating right away when I was like 3 or 4. So yeah, definitely come from like a hockey lineage.
So you played high school hockey. You played a little bit in the North American League before going on to college. Did you play for the school in which your grandfather became so well known?
No, I didn't. He coached my dad. It was in
Okay.
Elk River that he coached, but he was done before I got to high school. So I went to Benilde St. Margaret's, which is a smaller Catholic school. It's like 15 minutes away from home. And yeah, I had a great 4 years there. Unfortunately, never made state, but yeah, I had unbelievable high school experience. And playing high school hockey it's something like you can't really explain either. Like I know, like I talked to like when I was at Clarkson, I talked to guys who came from like all sorts of different places, and they're all like Minnesota high school hockey, but it truly is something special.
Yeah, it seems like it. And I actually looked up your high school and it looked amazing. It looked like a college to a degree. Maybe it's essentially a prep school, but in a Catholic school. So yeah, it looked like a phenomenal experience. What's really incredible, in my opinion, when you look up players from the state of Minnesota, you more often than not do see guys go straight from high school into college, as opposed to other states where there's some sort of buffer, the USHL or the North American League, where you played a little bit in as well. Did you ever think about that, transferring or going to play junior hockey before going to college, or was that not even on your radar?
Yeah, I think like so when I was playing high school, like COVID happened my junior year. So like we didn't really know if I was gonna play high school juniors. So and then after that, but after that junior year, I didn't know what was gonna happen for seniors, like because in Minnesota they're having like lots of shutdowns and stuff. So I didn't know if even the season was gonna happen. So I was thinking about going to junior. But then once I heard like we were for sure having a high school season my senior year, I kind of thought about it and like we had a really good team. My senior year, we had a lot of guys come back who like there were some younger guys that were might have gone to juniors as well, and we all just decided to kind of just stay and play it out. And honestly, like I'm really when I look back at it, I'm really glad that I made that decision. Like I think I had like a really great 4 years, and especially my senior year, even just doing like normal high school things. And I think that's one of the special things about being in Minnesota and yeah, being able to graduate from there. So yeah.
Were you able to play with a lot of the same guys from the start, from your freshman to your senior year?
Yeah, so I definitely my class, I think my senior year we had like 12 guys who played hockey, and that's a pretty big senior class. So I played with them basically from my sophomore to senior, and then we also had the four guys that played, three guys that played freshman with me. So yeah, I had basically had like got to play with my friends for 4 straight years, which is pretty unheard of in hockey, I think. So
What an incredible experience. Any of those guys go on to play D1 like yourself?
two of them did. One plays in Army right now. His name's Adam Marshall, and then another one is at Lindenwood, named Brady Eckers. So yeah, we got a couple, but I think on the team we had, I think we got a couple guys going in. I think we had maybe 7 or 8 college guys, which is a lot. So yeah.
That's incredible. You grew up in a time where you didn't have to worry about no NHL being in Minnesota. You were born after the Wild came to be. I'm assuming you grew up a Minnesota Wild fan.
Yeah, I'd say honestly, I was like, this might sound crazy, but I was a little more of like a Detroit Red Wings fan. Like my favorite player growing up was Pavel Datsyuk. So for whatever reason, like I love watching the Red Wings play. So and like that's what like when I'd like ask for like something for Christmas, that's what I always ask is like try to get tickets to go watch when the Red Wings were in town playing the Wild. But so yeah, so I guess not really. I was never really like a huge Wild fan. Like maybe I want them to do well, but I was always kind of Red Wings fan growing up. Kind of weird.
I did the same thing early in my life. I was a big Avalanche fan, but that was the peak of the Avalanche, and probably the same for you. It's kind of like the one of the peaks of many for the Red Wings. They had such a good run for so many years. So not surprised. Your favorite player, Pavel Datsyuk, but you're a defenseman. Did you always play D? Was that always your position, or did you switch when you were young?
When I was no growing up and I was young, I was forward, but so my dad was a defenseman and my grandpa was like a big like component on like eventually like turning me into defenseman. So like I played forward until I'd say like middle school, like 6th, 7th grade, and then he's like, all right, now it's time to play D. But I think it was a good thing that I played forward doing all that, so that I got more of like a feel for both sides of the ice. But yeah, ever since
Why
then.
do you think they saw you better served as a defenseman in your mind? Why do you think they made that call?
He would always say what was the saying? The forwards are like a dime a dozen, but if you can be like a good defenseman, it's like a diamond. That was his saying. So
Love
that's
it.
like what he instilled in me.
I love it. So as a defenseman, one of the biggest differences is when the puck is put into your zone, you've got to go back and get it. And you've got a forechecking forward coming right down your neck, coming down your back. It's easy to go straight, I think, as a forward. It's a little easier to just throw the body. What was that adjustment like as a defenseman, having to go back and get pucks, knowing that you're probably going to get hit as soon as you release it?
Yeah, honestly, this might sound funny, but like when I first started playing defenseman, I loved the fact that like when I'd go back for pucks like that, I could see the whole ice. Like I think as a when I was playing forward, like it feels more compact. Like it would like I don't know, there's not as much room, but like as a defenseman, there's so many. I really enjoy that part of the game, like breaking the puck out. There's so many different options and things you can do. And even if a guy's coming down on you, like making a little move, making a mess, stuff like that. I think that was something that I really enjoy about playing defenseman, actually.
The future starts now. San Jose Barracuda 2026-27 season tickets are officially on sale. Be there for every hit, every save, every heart-pounding goal. Live. As a battery member, you'll unlock exclusive events with players and coaches. Can't make a game? No problem. With our ticket exchange program, you'll never waste a ticket. Plus, catch every away matchup with the AHL TV on Flow Hockey package for Teal members. Snag your seats now by calling 408-977-4747 or head to sjbarracuda.com.
The Sharks Audio Network is the home for everything related to the San Jose Sharks and San Jose Barracuda.
Streaming live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Every Sharks game and San Jose Barracuda game.
Reaction you can only find here.
The Sharks Audio Network is available live via the Sharks Plus SAP Center app.
And on demand by searching Sharks Audio Network on your favorite podcast platform.
To learn more, visit sjsharks.com/listen.
If it happens with the Sharks,
it's on the Sharks Audio Network.
Looking for the place to hear country's biggest artists? Bay Country is the Bay Area's only country radio station.
Start your day Monday through Friday with the Bobby Bones Show from 6 to 10 a.m., Danny Miller, 10 to 3, and me, Emily Harlan, 3 to 7 p.m.
Bay Country is your home for country no matter where you are. Listen to us on 94.5 throughout the Bay Area, 92.1 in the East Bay, and stream us at kbaycountry.com.
The Bay Area's only country radio station, Bay Country.
Country. So once you made that switch, was there anybody in the NHL that you looked up to, at least tried to model your game after, pull some of their skills and try to incorporate them into your game? Anybody specifically that you looked up to who was a defenseman?
Yeah, I'd actually watch so since I was a Red Wings fan, I'd actually watch lots of Nicholas Lidstrom highlights, kind of a throwback, but I loved his game, the way he played. Like he was so smooth and so like simple, but like he just made things happen both defensively, offensively. Like he just like the way he played was just like it looked perfect. So I would always watch his highlights and try to like just play the way he played, honestly.
It's a good person to look up to. I mean, as good as it gets in the history of the sport. We
For
mentioned
sure.
you played, it was a cup of coffee in the North American Hockey League. I hold a special place in my heart for that league. I spent one season in Odessa, Texas, which is
Oh, nice.
about as far of a difference as where you were, which was Fairbanks, Alaska. What was that like to play in Alaska? Although it was short, what did you take away from that experience?
Yeah, that was crazy. So that was right after my senior year of high school, and I it's definitely a big difference going up into Fairbanks, Alaska, being from Minnesota. But it was super special. Like I had a great time, honestly. I got to I don't know if people don't know anything about like the Ice Dogs program or anything, but they have unbelievable fans. Like every game I played up there was packed. Like you can't hear yourself think, it's so loud. Like they have a great community and fan base up there, so it was a blast. And I also got to see the Northern Lights for the first time, see a moose for the first time. There's lots of cool things. And even though I was only up there for like I think a month and a half or so,
that's kind of
yeah.
the perfect balance. You only had to spend the month and a half up there. You didn't have to do the entire season, go through a full winter where I don't think there's much light
No,
in the
but I
dead of
was there for
winter.
the right time. Like
You were right. You cherry picked a little bit.
when I was done with the game, it'd still be light out. It was great. It was sunny and nice. Yeah,
That's
it's not
awesome.
there for the dead of winter.
That was actually my one season in the North American Hockey League as a broadcaster. Fairbanks was the best team, really, from start to finish. It's a great program. So, a cool experience, I'm sure, to be able to do that for at least a little bit. When you went to Clarkson, were there any other teams or schools, rather, in the mix leading into your recruitment and in high school? Was there anywhere else that you kind of looked at, or was it Clarkson all the way?
Yeah, so when I was a freshman in high school, I actually committed to Colorado College. And I was committed with them until the end of my junior year. The coach got fired, and then I decided I was going to look somewhere else because I wanted to be somewhere that the coach had recruited me, obviously. And so then I think towards the end of my senior year, I narrowed it down to there was a couple different schools. There's a Minnesota school and then a couple Eastern schools. But the coach at the time for Clarkson, Casey Jones, had called me a couple times, and he really just sold me on the vision that he had for the team. They were doing really well. They were top 20, and like kind of the same community feel that I got in Minnesota. And so, yeah, I was sold in the development. So yeah, that's why I chose Clarkson.
Well, you were loyal too, because in this day and age, we see it so often in football, but it's happening in other sports. So that's the transfer portal. Was that ever something that you even considered, or were you going to stick it out all the way and play all 4 years at Clarkson? Was that the plan from the start? And ultimately that was your decision.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that's the big thing now, is if you're going to transfer or not. I think it was never really a big thing in my mind. I don't think like, I think people, obviously there's people around me who transferred and stuff. I just never really had an interest. I had a great situation there. We were a good team. I had like, I had my best friends were there. I didn't really see any real reason for me to leave. I was developing. Like I had a great coach, great defenseman coach. So I felt like it was in my best interest to stay, because they're really just, that's what's going to help me develop to get to the next level of pro hockey where I am now. And that's, I think, a big reason of why I never really considered leaving. But I think, yeah, it's different. It's different, definitely different now. And there's always people looking for something else. But yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You see guys go from one school to another to the next, and it's like a different school every year. It's incredible. We'll see if they end up putting some guardrails on the transfer portal coming up in the next couple of years. What do you major in when you were at Clarkson? It is an outstanding academic school. I know that for sure. What was your interest of studies? What did you major in?
Yeah, I majored in financial information and analysis, so finance.
Is your dad in finance as well?
Yeah, he works in finance. Yep.
So it's a perfect pathway. Hockey is the goal, long career is the goal, and your goal is ultimately the NHL, of course. But could you see yourself way down the line, way down the road, actually utilizing that degree and getting into the finance world?
Sure. Yeah, I think that was always important for me to finish getting my degree. It's actually, I'll tell you a funny story. So I was actually going into Clarkson. I did engineering for a week, and then I realized that wasn't for me. I was definitely more business minded instead of the sciences. So I decided to go into finance. Actually, yeah, I really enjoyed what I was learning about. I took some, they had some great classes there and some great teachers. So I actually learned and enjoyed it a lot. It's kind of competitive. In a sense, it's kind of competitive like hockey. So I think that's what I really enjoyed about it.
Well, the great thing is it's now at your disposal whenever you want to utilize it. But for the foreseeable future, you get to focus on hockey 100%. You no longer have the distraction of school and having to worry about that as well. How excited are you to begin that chapter of your hockey career where it really is all about hockey?
Oh, I'm super excited. Last year, that's all I was thinking about. I was like, I can't wait to just really just focus on hockey. But I mean, that's been my dream, is to be here where I'm at. So I'm just trying to, I'm just so grateful that I get the chance, like every day, just all I can do is put my full focus into hockey and work as hard as I can to eventually try to make the NHL. And I think, yeah, this is something I'm super grateful for. And it's unbelievable.
No, the Sharks scouting department has done a phenomenal job of finding undrafted guys and developing them in the American Hockey League and hopefully beyond. When you were going through this process where you're closing in on the conclusion of your college career and there's starting to be pro teams sniffing around, what was that process like, and why ultimately did you feel like San Jose was the right fit for you?
Yeah, so I think it probably started towards like maybe the summer of last year and then the start of this season. And I think teams were talking to me, and then obviously the season happens, and towards the end of the year, you're talking with your agent, your teams, and what the best fit. I think something that really stuck out to me was, Scott Fitzgerald, he's the one who like kind of talked, who's the one who talked to me personally a lot. And I just really, like, he sold me on the vision, what the Sharks have, and just really everything about the organization. And I thought it'd be a great fit. I thought there's a good opportunity. And so, yeah, I think that was the main reason.
Yeah. Fitzy's done, again, part of that regime when Mike Greer came over and took over as the GM of the Sharks. He brought Fitzgerald aboard, Scott Fitzgerald, and he's done just a fabulous job finding guys like yourself, somewhat diamonds in the rough as undrafted players. So, in good hands, if he was the guy who ultimately brought you aboard and convinced you to join the organization. How do you view the Sharks organization as someone who is stepping into it? It's a group up top that is ascending, led by Macklin Celebrini, but down the hallway is the Barracuda, great brand new facility with TechCU Arena. How do you view the Sharks organization as a whole?
Yeah, it's just, I think it's a great organization, and just even from like top to bottom, from like, I mean, just when I was with the Barracuda for past month and a half or whatever, it was, the facilities are unbelievable. Like the coaching staff, the way we're treated so well there. I think I was honestly like really, really just surprised at how well we're treated. Like the amount of what we get every day, the group of guys that we have. And yeah, looking at it from like the big picture, the Sharks too is just a young and up and coming team. Obviously they just missed out on the playoffs this year. So I think it's really a great time to come into this organization, I'd say, for sure.
Well, I assume we will see you during development camp leading into what will be your first full pro season. But great getting to catch up with you, Tristan. Congratulations on the contract. Excited to have you officially on board for next year. It was great to get to meet you for a little bit at the end of last year as well. But thank you again for the time. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy some of that good summertime weather in Minnesota. But we will talk to you soon. But again, congratulations and thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Noli, and you too. Enjoy your offseason. Hopefully I'll be seeing you soon.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEVCON, and by Royal Coach.
This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.
The future starts now. San Jose Barracuda 2026-27 season tickets are officially on sale. Be there for every hit, every save, every heart-pounding goal. Live. As a Battery member, you'll unlock exclusive events with players and coaches. Can't make a game? No problem. With our ticket exchange program, you'll never waste a ticket. Plus, catch every away matchup with the AHL TV on Flow Hockey package. For Teal members, snag your seats now by calling 408-977-4747 or head to sjbarracuda.com.
The NHL season is almost here, but you don't need to wait for the Sharks to hit the ice to visit the SAP Center. There are tons of events to choose from all year round. From the hottest concerts to sports and special events like Monster Jam, there's always a reason to cheer at SAP Center. Check out the center's full schedule at Ticketmaster.com. And of course, when it's time to score Sharks tickets, Ticketmaster.com, the official ticket marketplace of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL. Great tickets to every game once they go on sale. Ticketmaster for SAP Center experiences all year.